Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe in this segment that we like to call That's a Wrap, and it's a little windy out here on this Tuesday afternoon. But let's talk about the Ravens game on Sunday, particularly the offense. We saw Daniel Fells, Kellen Winslow, and Deion Branch, all their first time playing as a Patriot for this season.
Yeah, they were all active for the first time, basically taking the active 46-man game day roster spots of Aaron Hernandez, who's hurt, and Greg Salas and Lex Hilliard, who were released before the game against Baltimore. Now, none of the three were really part of the Patriots' base offense in this game, which included one running back, Rob Gronkowski, and three wide receivers. And they weren't huge elements of the game, you know, certainly through the first half. They combined in the game for five targets, none of them going to Daniel Fells. But where the transition was in the second half when Julian Edelman did not play, had a hand injury, didn't appear in the second half, and Deion Branch basically took his spot in the lineup on the field. Now, Deion Branch could step right in and really probably play any spot on the line or at wide receiver with his history. So they weren't huge parts of the offense, but I think they are more established players than the guys they are replacing. Not Hernandez, but Salas and Hilliard. And I think little by little, as the season goes on, we might see more of them. And in particular, I'm interested in seeing the development of Fells. He did not have a pass targeted his way on Sunday. Was in there for, I'd say, probably 8 to 10 snaps. I think we could see an increase in that, and that could be a big part of the offense, especially in the running game, if he's in there to block, helping Gronkowski.
Right, and something I definitely don't want to overlook is Brandon Lloyd. Brandon Lloyd and Tom Brady seem to be doing really well. Their chemistry, they were on the same page, and it looked really good for the first time all season, and it was a question during training camp as well how that was going to work out. So Brandon Lloyd seemed to be Brady's go-to guy for a good part of the game on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely, you know, between Lloyd and Welker, I mean, they had about 250-something yards of Brady's offense and Brady's passing yardage. And there was one play that Lloyd, you know, it seemed like maybe they weren't on the same page, but on the whole, it was an impressive outing for Lloyd, and I think we'll see their chemistry hopefully develop and continue to develop.
Right. Well, as we officially turn the page, looking forward to the next game on the road again, the Patriots will take on the Buffalo Bills, who are 2-1. And actually, the AFC East is kind of getting beaten up a little bit, specifically with they've got Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller.
Yeah, it was a rough day, a rough weekend for the AFC East. Darrell Revis of the Jets going on injured reserve. C.J. Spiller going down, joining Fred Jackson among the injured. Now, it's really up in the air on either one of them. It seemed initially that no way Spiller would play this coming Sunday with a shoulder injury. He's sort of leaving the door open, and I think the Bills are looking at Fred Jackson as a guy who might be able to come back. He got hurt in week one, and then we should also mention Miami with Reggie Bush. He got hurt as well. I think by far the most important thing in this game for the Patriots, it's a division game. Their first division game of the year. They've played three games, one against the NFC, two against other teams in the AFC. This is the division game. They have to turn things around here. They played well enough to win against Baltimore, but they didn't win. They're 1-2. They can't, you know, they can't reverse that. They can't become the Bills and be 2-1.
Right.
They got to get to 2-2. They got to get their division slate off to a good start. And, hey, they lost at Buffalo last year, one of the stunning losses that they had in recent memory. They can't let that happen again. They got to get off this two-game losing streak. And a visit to Buffalo is where it's got to happen.
Right. On the road again. I know they're probably getting tired of that. I'm a little tired of that. I want them to be back at Gillette Stadium.
Well, that'll get reversed. You know, eventually they'll play eight at home, eight on the road. Three of the first four on the road isn't easy, but, you know, they'll make up for it in the end.
That's right. Well, we'll see how it all pans out on Sunday afternoon. That'll wrap it up for this segment of That's a Wrap on Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.